Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about turkey season, important preparations. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with John Long, Mississippi State University Extension 4-H Youth Development Specialist. So, John, it's really important to prepare correctly for turkey season. And the night before, if you have the opportunity to do it, whether, you know, if it's your private land, you can do this, of course, and you know you can. But whether it's someone else's property that you may be hunting on or public land, if you get the opportunity, make rounds at a time where you know nobody else will be around. And make sure that you know your bearings. You know where other people might park the next day, where you're supposed to park, and all that good stuff.
Yes, absolutely. You can have a piece of property that has several access points, and you may or may not know. You could park at one spot, and then on the other side of the property, somebody else could be parked. Well, guess what? If it's one turkey gobbler, who's going to that bird? Both of you are. And you have to be aware of that. So if you can, I know certain situations you can't do it all the time, but if you could make rounds around the property to see if somebody else happens to be parked, that makes it a lot safer for everybody. And this is utmost important. Don't park behind somebody. If they are parked there already, go find another place. We have plenty of opportunities to go hunt birds in other locations. Make sure that you've got those sites already pre-located, as you said, Amy, before anybody would be hunting. And don't push the issue. It's just a bird. As much as we love them, it's not worth getting hurt over.
Right, so don't get in an argument with somebody that turns into an altercation.
Absolutely. I mean, you think about it. You have two people with loaded guns in the woods, and a heated argument is something you don't need to get into. If somebody gets upset and starts yelling and screaming and carrying on, you just walk away, because that's the best thing you can do.
Okay, and health checks. Make sure you're in good health, that you're not in any pain. You don't want to sprain an ankle or have something happen.
Again, when we talk about the physical aspects, we need to make sure that we're physically able to go those places that we want to go. A health check prior to season is a great idea. We all get aches and pains as we get older, obviously, but we don't want to have any type of health issue like a heart attack or anything like that while we're out there. So make sure that you're in good physical shape, because that turkey gets your heart beating fast enough as it is, and we don't want to have any type of health issue on top of that.
And of course, equipment, including clothing, get your list out and make sure that you have your comfortable seat and your vest and your warm clothes and bottled water and everything, right?
Absolutely. One of the things I highly recommend is to sit down, even before the season is close by, and make a list of the things that you want to carry into the woods. Now, when that time comes to get prepared, you can pull that list out and check off everything that you need. A lot of times we get up early in the morning to go turkey hunting, and we're about one cup of coffee shy of being awake, and we need to be able to just grab our stuff and go. One of the things that is a very big help is to keep everything in a certain location to where you can put your camo on, you can grab your gun and your vest, and you're out the door, and you know that you have everything with you.
Including your scarf and everything to cover up that neck.
Oh, yes.
Make sure you don't get too cold.
That's right.
And last of all, knowing your gun is really important.
One of the things that you'll hear turkey hunters talk about, that I need to pattern my gun. And one of the standard distances that you pattern a shotgun at is 40 yards. Well, a lot of times people will shoot their gun at 40 yards maybe one time, and they'll say, well, that's good enough, and I can probably shoot him at 20 if he gets, you know, if within that. If I can kill him at 40, I can kill him at 20. And that's not necessarily the case. You need to shoot your gun at 20 and 30 and 40 yards to make sure that you're getting a good enough pattern to do that. I can tell you another thing, too. Make sure you take plenty of shells, too, because three may not take care of it at times. So make sure that you have enough ammo, that you know what that gun's capable of doing, because you owe it to the wild turkey to make a good, clean, efficient kill.
Today we've been speaking with John Long, 4-H Youth Development Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.